traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
There was a time you used to break shit, man.
Let me bring that diamond playbook.
No, you're joking.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
sledgehammer.
Oh! Why would you?
Oh!
Just go back to Dave and Buster's. Fuck it.
Oh, I love Dave and Buster's. I won 7,000 tickets. I'm the shit. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. I'm not making that up. What would I lie about that for? I have no motivation to lie. That's a statistical data analytical fact.
Science.
If you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe. Join the number one podcast in the world, FanBam. If you guys listen on Spotify and iTunes, you'll know that we do an extended, juicy audio Q&A with the guests after the visual is done. So really just listen, subscribe wherever you view podcasts. I'm not going to lie.
Fucking through that.
People are throwing things. Our guests are rowdy. And it's because... it's podcast number 50. Holy.
Yo, look what he did to the TV.
It's podcast number 50. Ladies and gentlemen, we made it. Thank you so much for listening to this show. As usual, we love your feedback. It's a lot of fun in our lives. And we have some very special guests today to make podcast number 50 incredible and extremely rowdy. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce them. They are my day ones. They're a motley crew of savages, creators, brothers, and dipshits. It's my three best friends. Sorry, Mike. George Janko, Mark Doner, and Johannes Bartle.
Johannes Bach.
I combined your first name and your last name. What's up? Good to see you, guy.
Johann Sebastian Bach is back.
I'm not going to lie.
Johannes Bach. George is getting right into it.
I'm not going to lie, man. I'm pretty excited that you guys said it was the 50s. Like, they had to do something special because I see all these fucking losers up here.
Whoa.
I'm like, yo, why did you have us first?
We got some big guests up there, guys.
Unless you're like, cool, and then you're up there, then cool. That's cool. Some of these people didn't even sign their shit. I would have signed.
We didn't start doing it until like episode 14.
Well, and anybody who's previously been on the show, I'm not taking shots at you. It's more Logan Paul.
Look. I want to preface this podcast for anyone listening. If you watched the early Logang vlogs, you know this is the squad, y'all. We did everything together. We ate together. We pooped together.
Stop talking about that.
Whoa, you just jumped right into it.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
But wait, listen, I want to get this right. So I've prepared each of our guests with a glass of pre-workout.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So except Mark, because he's on 2 cups of coffee.
Let's the boys cheers. Mike, put yours down real quick. Let the boys cheers. Yeah. Boys.
Hey, where's this from? Who provided this pre-workout?
Oxy shirt.
We'll cut that.
we just caught a sipping.
I just tried to cue you up for a free plug.
This is not Oxy shirt, though.
It doesn't matter. Who knows, dude?
I don't know. Maybe the CEO?
He sees it. It's like, that's not our color.
All right.
This is a horrible idea.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Really?
Like, down the whole thing.
I swear to God.
Send that.
60% of my night, I was peeing out of my ass.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I had the worst food poisoning.
Nice. You were peeing out of your
peeing
ass.
My ass. Yeah. Diarrhea,
this is
like,
not going to help.
It just
was it. Hold on. Let me clarify.
It was like this.
No, hold on.
It was so bad.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, okay, I don't want to waste it. Actually, this is great stuff. I'm going to do this. It was like that was my asshole.
Hold on. Wait.
Cheers.
Was it your?
And to the people that can't see here. Well, that's what my asshole sounded like. fuck.
Why do I have to
sit
next to
George?
Was it
urine, George? Was it urine?
No, it was shit. Like, I had the worst food poisoning ever.
Wow.
I guess we're not going to supply me napkins right now. This joke kind of went too far.
Well, it's Sunday. Danny, my assistant, isn't working. Shout out Danny. She actually did a triathlon.
She won. She literally got first place. Yes, dude. Yeah.
It's also St. Patrick's Day, so here we go.
Cheers.
Okay, man. I don't even know where to start.
What are you on that computer? What's the question? First question. Go right off the bat. Let's get into it.
Okay. The first thing that comes to my mind is, what the fuck are you doing?
Yo, what the fuck do you expect?
ASMR. Give George a mic.
Yo, George, do you remember when you? I don't know how else to say this. Wow. You remember when you taught me how to fuck?
I remember this.
Dude, this was legendary. We had a whiteboard presentation. A whiteboard presentation at apartment 850 in Logan's room.
guys, when did that happen?
This was like a year before you.
I cannot
the corner
believe
of the bed.
This is happening right now. You actually put this
whiteboard presentation.
All right, now I want to hear the story.
You guys remember what it was called?
No, wait. What was it like?
The formula.
The formula.
Yeah. The fucking formula, man.
Hey, well, here, let me preface this. I was seeing this girl, and she was older than me by like 5 or 6 years. So she had a lot more experience than me. I was like 20.
Just her being the person she is, she had a lot more experience than me. I'm not going to say any names.
Oh, jeez.
Oh god, this is going to be a very bad podcast.
Yeah, she changed her last name. People can't find her.
Holy shit.
Oh no.
I think our level of savagery.
We have a group text called Savage.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to be prepared, and I was like, George, like, man, I don't know about my sex game. And George is like, I got you, Logan.
What was it like the first time you guys hooked up? Was it
me and Logan? It was weird.
Well, so, it wasn't me and George. It was more of like a.
Well, you said you taught him how to fuck.
Well, this is what happened. What exactly?
I walked in on it. It was nuts.
Let me explain.
Literally. Oh, sorry.
First of all, just throwing that out there, that was a joke. Me and Logan did not have sex. So the people that are very gullible, did not happen. Mom, I promise it didn't happen.
The formula was to get you to last longer, right?
And to make the girl come. Yeah, which I mean, it's phenomenal. The technique
works.
You show me. Yeah,
George has a whole process.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll tell you why. So people at home,
we
don't
can't
think
give
I'm
away
weird.
The formula though.
No, hell no. Yeah. You kidding me? I like girls looking at me like, what just happened? Last time I saw this was with Logan. I thought it was an anomaly.
Very true. Probably did happen a couple
you
times.
You had a girlfriend, you know, at the time, so like the formula was just for her for like a year. So here's the thing. I was a virgin until I was 19 because I was waiting until marriage.
Me too, bro.
Christian, strong Christian values.
Exactly, but I was the horniest man in the world.
Fact.
And so what I did is that instead of like watching porn and stuff, I knew while I was watching, I was like, this can't just be satisfying.
You were one of the kids that fucked your pillow, your body pillow, huh?
Yeah. Not like balls out, but like, you know, like just stroking.
A little dry.
Look in the mirror, make sure my stroke game's not.
You're the one that stuck your dick between the pillows on the couch.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah. No, that's weird.
You're the one that likes warm apple pie.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I Googled ways to pleasure women. I just kind of added all this stuff, like mathematic. Like
quadratic formula.
Yeah, it's the formula.
This.
Yeah.
Like, this is great. Okay, now what if it's this and do this? And I don't want to say so because I don't want people to steal my ideas.
Oh, well, I do want to, I don't want to, like, I want to say one. Let's give them a little taste. How raunchy can I get on the show? It's my show. Fuck it.
We had Riley Reid on.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
I saw that.
You taught me the trick where
which one of these mics did she put?
That one. Oh, actually, okay, straight sure. up.
He's like, this. I'm just
kidding. You taught me the trick where you put the pillow under her hips.
Oh, yeah.
To like raise her ass.
And put her on the corner of the
so
bed.
So the position of her thighs.
Yeah. After the shower, before
because
the
you
shower.
You gotta understand, it's all the inside. I'm like teaching this like 11 year old kids.
No. 11 year olds don't watch this. It's all analytical. It's a strictly data driven science.
Yeah.
So, I know you had a sex therapist on here, but George is much better.
You know what? It's just I practice what I preach. You know what I mean? I practice. I don't usually preach it.
Just to my boys. What was the hole in the formula that makes you last longer that it didn't work out for him? He's still
wasn't
like,
it the alphabet?
I hear stories. He's like 10 seconds still, bro. Like, he's
it
fucked,
was the alphabet
dude.
Or something. You said to like
no, so basically,
say the alphabet in your head and think of like a word
if you're
for
about
every...
to, if, okay, so
your
so
grandma.
Like, so like it depends on
your
the
grandmother.
Sometimes no, what the fuck?
A lot of people use their grandmother, bro.
I picture
Johnny
nuns.
Sins does it. He I said picture, it on the show.
I, stop.
What? Because yeah, it makes you not come, dude.
Dude, that is weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird no, that it makes you not weird. Come.
No.
Also, what if your grandmother's hot?
Then you're nuts.
Facts. That's a good point, dude. Yeah. My grandmother's pretty good looking, dude.
Yeah, okay, cool question. Like, I never. What happens if you accidentally nut while thinking about your grandmother?
No problem. No problem. So what?
Oh my god.
So what?
Anyways, what was the fucking question? I totally forgot. What
the
was
formula.
The pillow.
Oh, no. The couch pillow. To come. But there's different versions. But one of the versions, I'll only give you guys one, is you think of your next position and you time it out properly.
Oh, this was big. So, this is listen yeah, up. Yeah. This is a technique.
So say you're doing your work. And mind you, like usually when you're doing it right, you guys are both like climaxing at the same time. And when you're about to make sure she doesn't know that this is the reason why you're doing it, you grab her face and you're like, you're not ready for the next thing. And you basically flip her to another position, and that'll give you enough time for you to be like, okay, cool, I got my stanima back. And she's like, yeah, oh my God, this guy's
stanima.
An animal.
Stanima.
Add it to the dictionary.
makes up words, and I've been collecting them. Yes, I have.
At first, I was kind of like, I kind of got sad because I'm dyslexic and this happens. But now I think I'm a creative genius.
Yeah. Is it bad that...
Pectorials.
We're not making pectorials. We're not making fun of you for being dyslexic. These words are actually great. These could be Webster words if you submit.
No, so I realize what I do. I mix words together.
Yeah, that's what it is. Every single one of them is like that.
Words together. So my mind travels so fast. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna save some time. I'll put these two words together.
Trump just tried to do that with Tim Apple recently.
Johannes, don't talk so much, man. Come on.
Well, listen. Well,
bro, I wasn't part of the story. I didn't even know.
Welcome to the club, Johannes. What's going on? You want to talk about this?
Johannes decided to give me pre-workout before this.
We met Johannes in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
I met all of you guys.
Superman
at the gym.
Tank. Do you guys remember this?
Of course. He wore it every
day. He talked like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I saw. I think it was Logan first, right? Like yeah, every bro. Night, 11 p.m., I was like...
Were you in the low gang?
Absolutely. No, that was before Logan.
Don't you dare make a mockery of the fucking low gang.
I just want to let you
guys...
Do you know how dangerous that is?
Do you know how dangerous that is for your career, dude?
Why?
Don't you dare fuck with the low gang, bro.
Johannes' first skit was in my video where he does the laundry thing, and he was... he was his first video, so he was nervous to do it, and he poured the soap... down his body and looked up and the actual soap in his eyes. Well, while recording, he's like crying out because it's burning his eyes, but he won't break character. And I put the camera down. I was like, are you good? And he goes, yeah. Can I get a second? And I was like, yeah.
I remember
commitment.
That.
That's commitment.
I remember the first time I met Johannes, Logan just had him over to watch a movie. He's like, yeah, this guy Johannes is coming over.
Really?
Yeah. So I met you at the gym, 11 p.m., 3 days in a row.
Jeez,
and then
you
I was
really
like,
remember this? Like
absolutely.
It was
absolutely. And I was like, hey, cool. I work out by myself. You work out by yourself. Why don't we, you know,
well, I'm not going to lie, bro. And I'm sure every
that's
gym,
two friends
gym
I met
bro,
you in the gym.
I know.
Oh, George met you in the gym.
Every time I see a gym bro, I get a little intimidated, right? Yeah. You're wearing the Superman tank. You're looking yoke. And I'm like, this motherfucker can't bench more than me. No way. Fuck this guy, huh?
Hey, he's vegan.
Because you're really competitive.
Yeah, for sure. So I like made sure to like stay kind of away from you, but just close enough where you could like see me doing pull-ups and shit. Georgia wasn't like that. I knew I was stronger than him.
Wasn't this?
No chance. No chance. There's no competition.
He was doing legs. I don't know.
No, it was before that. Okay. Yeah. But I remember somehow we started talking. I was like, shit, this guy's cool. What's going on, Mike?
What?
You just seem a little upset about...
No, I wasn't, dude. I was trying to match your laser eyes. The laser eyes. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, and then I remember you're like, hey, do you want to come up? We're going to watch a movie with the boys. So I was like, okay, cool. And then you looked like an asshole. You were like this. Hey.
So oh,
walked
Mark?
On,
oh, Mark?
Yeah.
Yo, every single person we ever introduced Mark to, every single one is like, yo, he's kind of a dick, yeah? He's very standoffish.
Oh, shit.
Mark doesn't invite you in until he likes you. If he likes you, you're good. You're like,
really? You guys think this about me?
Is that true, Mark?
I will say this.
I can show you on my phone right now. I got the first text message where the first person met him. Might be because you got rid of the devil. I mean, sorry.
Chill.
Sorry. Wow. Now that you're single and happy, the first time they ever met you, they're like, yo, he's really dope. It's because you're happy.
Next question.
No, seriously. Oh, we don't. I'm not gonna dive into that. Nah. But you just lost 30 pounds.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yo, he's chiseled as shit now,
In
bro.
In 3 weeks. I was a fat fuck. I got like 207, 210.
That's not that
bad. Dude, I remember
207. Everybody at home
yeah,
watching
your muscle.
Like
I was all fat. I remember one time, his brother, when we lived with him, I had my shirt off, and your brother just goes, bro, you need to lose weight. You're fucking fat. Straight to my
Jake
face.
Jake said that?
Yeah, Jake said
Jake's
that.
Jake's the realest guy
I
ever.
I was like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yo, I wanted to ask you about this. When we lived together, it was me, you, and Jake.
And five other minions, yeah.
What was that like, dude?
A whorehouse.
Honestly, I've just been talking about this a lot, actually. It was so fun because we had no expectation, I feel like, and things were just simple.
Yeah.
Like,
life was easy.
I'd go to bed in the closet, close my curtain, say goodnight, Logan.
And sometimes, I remember sometimes you'd bring a girl to your closet.
Yeah.
And one girl in particular, bro, was consistently... so fucking loud.
The formula.
No.
Not this... sexually, you mean, like, or sexually?
Sexually. Oh, yeah, like, yeah. What?
The formula. I don't know what you're talking about.
The formula.
You were 10 feet away from me, and
how crazy is that? That we shared a room and that went down. You did the same thing, too.
Yeah, no, it's nuts. Yeah. I don't know.
We gave no fucks.
I also don't know how the girls, like, put up with it. Yeah. Like, why they were like,
I've walked
oh,
in on Logan
fine.
Having sex twice.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, I've walked in on it.
Yeah, it was great. And you know the best part? I swear to God, the girls are like fumbling, and Logan's like,
yeah.
Yo, that's so true, bro. I've walked in on it, and he'll just be standing there. Like,
the times I've seen, and I mean this in a very straight, like I'm a straight man. I've seen Logan's dick.
Here he goes
more
again.
More than mine. Like he'll just be doing his hair completely naked. I'm like, you want to throw underwear on, bro?
No, but wait, That's true, but also, but wait, hold on.
With you
know this.
Shoulder.
You both know this is true. I've heard you talk about your dick.
Yeah,
more than I've heard anyone talk about their dick.
If a girl doesn't know how many inches your thing is before meeting, this is the joke you go to. Your go to.
I got nine reasons why. I talk about my dick. And they're all inches.
Oh, God. Now the whole world knows.
Bro, the amount of times I've seen him come out and helicopter his penis, bro. Like,
but can
I told
anyone
George
argue,
you
can anyone
times,
argue
bro.
About it?
I told George, I warned you. I said, George, if you helicopter too fast, you will take off, my friend. Yeah. You will take off.
I think it was the first thing you said. Hey, my name is George.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big one.
No, it wasn't. Right no, it wasn't. I said, welcome to America.
Oh, yo, you got your visa, Johannes.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Johannes is from Austria.
Thank you.
He's here now.
Oh, I love Australia.
Austria, I said?
G'day, mate.
Nope.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
Wrong country. Wrong country. But yeah,
we're like torpedoing through this, all this. We're just going through so much stuff.
Welcome to
We
Boston,
have so much
bro.
To talk about. We have
also,
we need,
I don't
like
know about you guys.
Hours for that.
I'm feeling this.
Yeah,
I'm feeling it too.
I'm tweaking right now, bro. I'm about to go do a couple sets in the gym and come back, bro.
You should. But this is the boy.
I know. I'm not going to miss anything. You're all just sitting here just talking about nonsense.
Do you have any questions?
I want to know a little bit more about how you met Logan, bro. Because when I first met you, you were Logan's videographer.
Yeah.
Is it kicking in?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you didn't want me to talk about
no,
how
no,
met.
No, go for it. I'm just
yeah, you,
I'm
were, like, you were his videographer.
We both went to Ohio University.
Yep.
And I remember walking past his dorm room and seeing him through the thing. And I just remember that. And then I was making videos at school. You were making videos, and I DM'd you on Twitter, and you responded. And you're like, yo, let's make some videos. And we
but before that,
ran into each other
at a party. I would always see you, tall, skinny white kid, running around with a glide cam.
Yep.
Not drinking. Everyone else is blackout drunk. And I was super like, no, don't film me, bro.
Yeah.
And I remember one time at a party, you were like, someone was like, hey, can you film me? And I was like, nah, bro. I'm like, I don't want to be seen at the party.
Yeah.
And
because this is when you were on Come Up on Vine too.
Yeah. And I was like super clean and like not controversial and shit. And
didn't want to be in, like, around alcohol and all that. Yeah.
So, and then we ended up shooting together and just
the Wella, or we made some fake
commercial,
which I think I still have on my hard drive.
Yeah.
I'm tingling through my whole body.
I'm losing my fucking mind right now. I can't even focus.
What the hell did
I met you. I met you at Pastrana's house for the first time with Roman Atwood and with him. It was the first time I met him in person too.
Oh, really?
And it's been interesting to watch you go from the person you were when I first met you to like who you are now.
Before,
you know, to like watch you come out of your shell and start to.
I was gonna. This pre-workout is seriously really kicking in.
I'm sweating.
Before it really kicks in, I think this is a good transition. I wanted to ask you, both of you. I want to hear both of you answer, and even you.
How did you
turn an opportunity into a livelihood? Because a lot of people have an opportunity and lose it.
I mean, I think you opened a door for me, and it was like, do I want to walk through the door, or do I want to fucking sit back and just
and
let it close?
What made you not let it close?
I think looking back, I was so comfortable, right? Because you paid my rent and you paid me, and I didn't really have any responsibilities. And I remember you got busy with shooting your movie, and I was just sitting around a lot, and I was like, fuck, man, like I can't just sit here and not do anything with my life while he's living his. So then I was like, fuck, I just started making, you know, skits because I was making them for you. And then I just got lucky with like the algorithm and stuff. They would get on the explore page.
But let me ask you something. Did you like that? Do you like what you're doing now? Do you like Hollywood? Or do you want that simple Ohio lifestyle that we came from?
No, I love it here.
You love it here?
And I love...
He loves living large.
Living large.
No, I love the old times too. You know what I'm saying? Like I miss that shit because we all fucking got in relationships and we like lost touch and all that. And I was like shitty.
Yeah.
But I think the best times that I've had in LA are like when we were at 850. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. It's one of those times, man, and I want to get better at this. You know, when you're living in the moment and something you feel like very special is happening, you feel yourself at a certain level of happiness. Now in my life, I'm trying to clock those moments and really cement myself in the present, because moments like that, now we look back and say those were amazing times.
Because we didn't worry about shit, bro.
Exactly. And it would have been so much better to cherish.
Well, you were
cherish.
Worried all the time.
How
do I stay in the country?
Yeah, you were about to get kicked out of the country.
He's not Spanish.
How do I stay? What was that, Wampa? Was that Wampa? How do I stay in the country?
Mine was a little different. I came out here and my mom was like, yo, you good?
I'm spazzing, bro.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. I'm tingling, bro.
I'm glad I didn't take
I feel like
shit.
I'm gonna take off, dude. He said, "Just go through the fucking ceiling, bro."
I had 3 months. My mom and dad were like, "Yo, listen, you have 3 months. We'll take care of you while you're in LA. Just go and try to figure out what you're doing." And then 3 months went by, and I met you at the gym. And you're like, "Oh, I do these videos." And I was like, "All right, whatever." And then I was like, "I watched
hold
you."
Hold on. 1 second, you fuck.
What?
You came up to me.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
you said, "No, no." The Vine guy. And I'm like,
No. I remember this like it was yesterday, bro. I didn't know what Vine was. I saw you from Facebook.
On Facebook, okay.
Yeah, and I was like,
doing
yo,
splits.
Dude, I was like, I see your face all the time on my Facebook.
Yeah.
I thought you were just like famous on something else. I didn't know that you made videos for real. So like, yeah, I'm doing this video. It's called Liar Liar Pants on Fire. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he lit his pants on fire. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
Oh yeah.
And so
I singed the tip of my penis.
Yes. Yeah.
And horrifying.
You would see it later on in life.
You literally have a burnt dick, is what you're saying.
And you have
half a ball.
Yeah, half a ball.
How do you even there's what formula you have at that point. You
no wonder your shit's so sensitive
and a half a ball,
so quick.
Bro.
Yeah. Cheese dicks. You're rounding down for me. I have 85% of my right testicle.
Right.
Don't just remove a whole entire half of a ball.
That's true. Don't belittle him. Yeah. Anyway, so I went like you were saying that like the situation.
The
I looked at it. Yeah, I looked at it straight in the face. Called my parents. I was like, yo, I'm going to stay here a little longer. I'm going to get a job. And I remember when we were hanging out and we were like shooting.
Did you not have a job?
Logan pulled me aside and he goes, yo, you're really good at writing ideas and you're really good at acting. You should pursue this and stop fucking around. And I said, okay, cool. So I went home and I was like, what can I do? I could work at night and then hang out with him during the day and shoot videos and help write and help be in them and just get exposure and learn from him. And so I was working as an extra. I would start at 4:30 in the morning. End around 12, spend the whole day with him, leave his house around 11, get home and pack my stuff for the next day. So I was sleeping 3 hours a day at that time.
I remember the shit. Like when I would visit from Ohio, you were at their house every fucking day.
Every day.
And you would like bring a bag. Like
yeah,
you had
yeah.
like a.
Because he had to leave from there to there. So yeah, I literally saw the opportunity. I was like, yo. And I remember one time I was really dizzy and my mom was like, you need to sleep. And I was like, yo, if I sleep now, I'll be sleeping for the rest of my life. Yeah. And so I took those days, and thank God everything worked out the way it is. It's kind of hard because I still do this till I do it now. Like, for instance, the social media thing, you walk away because I want to pursue the movies and all that stuff. But when you're on movies, you can't do any social media. So when you come back, you're like irrelevant. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So you have to start from ground zero.
It's crazy,
again.
Right? Imagine being an actor, a traditional actor,
yeah. Actor.
Who's stuck, who is employed by Hollywood. And doesn't have, I mean, you guys know this, a lot of Hollywood actors and people in the traditional industry are fighting for what we have. We don't have people who employ us. I mean, you might right. now, but like our job is up to us to control. My question to you is why did that work? I know the answer, but I want to hear you say it. Why do you think, because everyone, even now, tells me like, yo, just watch people's intentions, make sure they're not just using you for clout, trying to climb the social ladder.
Yeah.
Why did that work? You and I making content, do you think? And again, we're still friends to this day.
At the end of the day, I think it's love. I honestly think that we all loved each other a lot. So if you needed me, I was there in a second.
Yeah.
I think you gave an opportunity, but you didn't like hold our hands through the door. You know what I'm saying?
Logan's
like, you weren't
favorite
like,
quote, if you teach a man to fish, he's like, he'll always be hungry. Or no, he won't be hungry. So
this is good. If you give a man a fish, he can eat for one day. But if you teach a man to fish,
right, exactly,
he can eat for a lifetime.
He said this every single time he didn't want to be a part of our videos. Every single
So I got a question on this. So like you guys both got this opportunity to like create videos and start to create content because you had that, you especially had like a little bit of a safety net, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think about people who don't have that opportunity and they love acting, they love music, whatever, but they
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Have a family or they have a job that and they're trying to decide if they want to take that leap. Is there a sign that they should, like, what's the right, is there a feeling they should get that should tell them, like, yo, I want to take this leap or I should take this leap?
I don't know, because I think every situation is different. Like mine and George's situation, I was given a blessed opportunity, right? A place to live in Los Angeles and access to all these Viners, creators that, and I was, you know, shooting videos.
Can I ask you something? It's honestly incredible 4 years later that you're still expressing this gratitude. And it's really refreshing, bro. It's honestly probably one of the reasons why you're still one of my really good friends. Because like, when Jake gave opportunities to people,
yeah,
they don't sound like you sound right now. Why do you think that is? Why do people, when people leave
I'm
Team
good
10,
fucking person.
I mean, is that the answer? When people leave Team 10, why do they suddenly forget where they came from? Forget
I have the answer, but I feel like I'll be a dick if I say it.
It's because he has ownership.
No, it's not even that. It's at the end of the day, talented people and people that are not threatened have no reason to be rude and have no reason to be grateful. I'm very talented. Mark's very talented. Johannes is very talented. So at the end of the day, be like, in not a dick way, I truly believe this. If it wasn't you, it'd be somebody else. But God put you in front of me, so I thank you as much as I thank him. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think, I don't know. I think my situation is different, right? Jake made them. You know, I worked for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like, you were never like, yo, Mark, here's my roommate. You know, like,
yeah,
follow
true,
shit.
True.
Like, blow me up. Give me all this. Yeah. You know, it was like, I can
relate to
I had
that
to work, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing his videos. I was doing Ariana Grande. Like, every opportunity I could get, I was taking it because I had nothing else to do.
Also, we have that contract that you made us say.
It's a joke. That is a joke. You know, Jeff and Paolo came to me, my managers. It was Jeff at the time.
Yeah, I remember
and,
this.
And they tried to get me to sign you guys.
How long ago?
Was that before or after Jeff tried to get rid of me?
Wait.
Do you remember? Jeff tried to get rid of me.
What happened?
I was in your videos a lot, and Jeff's like, listen, this kid doesn't got it. And you turned to me like, I'll let you know who has it.
No,
and then
shit.
A year later, he goes, he even pulled me up. He's like, yo, he's like, you're like really fucking talented. So, yeah. Yeah, I remember. I remember that was yesterday because I called my mom. I was like, "Yo, his team doesn't like me." I was like, "I'm scared."
Damn, your mom's in town, yeah?
Yes,
Carol.
It's my mom's name too.
It's Johannes. Carol. Mom's name too.
Did you see Captain Marvel by chance?
No.
No,
are we telling our true feelings about it?
No, we already did. Look, the movie sucks, but listen, there was one line that really just cemented in the sucky horrible, for me.
Oh, can I say mine to see if it's the same as yours?
It's not, because it's definitely not.
How do we know?
She goes,
say it at the same time.
She
three.
Goes, no. She goes, my name is Carol. And I just thought of your mother, bro. And it was like the badass line where then she like kicks ass. And I was like, what the fuck? No, I started cracking up.
I think
in
you
the
even
theater.
Said it to me too. You were like, that's Mark Doner's mom.
Yeah. mine was, you guys know how to get this off? No. Okay. Like, goes and finds, I was like, what?
So many corny one liners, bro. That movie was a fucking
show. I feel like Avengers, the first Avengers was like the best one.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
For sure. It was so good.
Are you talking in your mic, by the way? I feel like
I can't tell. I can't hear myself.
No, you're doing good, Georgie.
All right, cool.
Shots to even putting on the headphones.
Thumbnail!
Wait, can I see if I can go far? No.
Why do you want to test that?
That's how you know I'm competitive.
You taught Logan how to fuck. You've seen his dick more than your own. And now you're deep throating mics. Oh, Georgie, say what you want to say into the camera.
Hi, my song, Don't Wanna Leave, just came out streaming on all platforms.
Yo, listen, Johannes.
Yeah.
You Austrian vegan yoked Schwarzenegger.
I gotta take this shit off. Go
it's,
for
it's
it.
It's hot. I'm also dying.
I think
you're dating Amanda Cerny.
Wow. Yep.
Who we have not yet had on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
How's that going, man?
What's that like?
Good.
Can we talk about?
I wanted to.
I want to
answer the first question first, like the opportunity.
Fuck that answer. No, I'm just kidding.
Because for me, it was completely like, because you brought up the actors and everything, and that they have to struggle, and you know it's hard, and you really don't know what's gonna happen. So I left Austria and basically said, okay, burn all the boats. I want to move to the US and I want to stay there. So I didn't have anything in Austria left anymore. So I was like,
except
okay,
real estate.
Yeah.
He didn't want to mention that, Mark.
All right. Anyway,
I had nothing but five properties.
You were fine.
You a real estate magnate in Austria? What the fuck?
I had absolutely nothing.
And that's why I never tell stories.
Oh, we do this a lot to you. I'm so
all
sorry.
The time.
Go ahead. We'll hear your story. I'll put myself in timeout.
And then so I went to school here. Graduated, that's when I met you, and you're like, what are you doing out here? And I was like, want to act? And you're like, oh, okay. And then I did, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months of auditioning, and I got no's left and right. And I was like, okay, that's normal. That's like,
until Split.
You have to.
Wait a second.
I missed the joke. One more time.
James McAvoy.
The movie split.
Until Split.
I didn't even notice until he said that. It looks exactly fucking
oh
like
my
him.
God.
I have blue socks. Anyways, I got a lot of no's, and then for me it was like, okay, I have 7 more months until I have to leave the country and I don't want to leave anymore. And then you're like, why don't you do social media? And I was like, and what? Because for me it was like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I have my private account, but that's it. And then I watched all of you guys, and also back to Amanda, and I met all of you guys, and I saw, okay, you guys shoot videos and that's what you do for a living. So for me, that was an opportunity. I was like, okay, I could basically start my own, stuff and shoot my own videos and act.
The biggest problem was spelling your name.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the hardest thing because people tagged me and everybody was like, "Who? Where?
What's your full name?"
Johannes R. Bartle, remember?
Exactly. Yeah. I had that first.
Johannes R. Bartle.
That's tough.
Johannes Bartle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you saying?
Wait, but listen. Listen. I want to know how this thing happened with Amanda.
Let me just finish this and then we jump right into that.
He wants to get into his backstory, bro.
So just a little bit. So that was my opportunity, right? And back at the time, I was like, but I came here for acting. But now here's an opportunity because this is kind of like, it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
So just there's another one. Just go through that door. Mm. Then you guys and especially Amanda like helped me, just create more because our chemistry was amazing. So we started shooting way more. And she gave me also the exposure. And now I'm here.
Can we talk about how fucking lucky Johannes is right now? Comes to this country, gets famous, dates the hottest girl on the block.
Yo, but
he had nothing when he started except for properties.
Except for 42 resorts. No, yo, but listen, though. I hate, like, I hate saying that it's all due to luck or relationships or somebody propelling. Like, it's all not, three of you guys, anybody that makes it, whether it's through a lens or through someone else helping, they have innate talent. Like, all three of you are super talented. You're all funny. Like, you all could hold your, like you said, if you weren't going to make it through one person, you would have found another way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you do it? By yourself?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
That's right.
And people often ask me, yeah, just reiterating, what would you do if, Vine never came out YouTube? I believe I would be in literally the same exact position. Yeah. It would have happened in one way, shape, or
100%,
form.
100%.
Just happened the way it happened. But do you remember? Do you remember?
I fucking remember.
Do you remember?
When George came in.
He stole my water, by the way.
I drank all this water. I'm dying over here, bro.
You drank all of it? Holy shit. Here.
I'm melting down right now, dude.
George came into my house one day.
He has the flu.
And he goes, guys.
Straight up.
I think Johannes and Amanda are dating. And at the time, this was like.
I don't think that was the verbiage, but.
No, I walked in like, you guys don't fucking believe it.
And I was like, what are you talking about, bro? No way. They're just friends. Like, Johannes just moved here. Like, and I don't know, Amanda, like, are you asking for permission to tell it?
What? Keep talking.
Amanda and Johannes, they'd hang out sometimes, but Johannes is our boy, right? He'd tell us if he's dating the biggest female influencer in the world, right? Yeah. For sure.
Kylie Wrong.
No, not the case. Not the case.
Johannes he keeps his mouth shut, and that's something me and George
he's
are
a
bad
vault.
At.
Yo, he, like, guns ahead. He'll take that secret to the grave.
He did, bro. Remember we sat him down?
Yeah. Oh. Johannes walked in the room.
Can we talk about how weird our lives were? Before we vlogged, we did the we did weird shit to the point where, like, while we were doing it, I was like, we're weird. Yeah. We're weird, but we're cool. This is awesome.
We told Johannes to come over. We set up 3 chairs.
Yeah,
we sat in them.
We turned the lights down.
Turned the lights red.
Yeah.
We turned the lights red. And we played that song that goes. And I go, Johannes, take
copy
a seat.
Copy written. Yeah.
By the way, I was on the phone with my mom because it was my birthday. And I was like, Mom, I'll call
you
back.
We know it was your birthday because you weren't where you were supposed to be.
And you were getting cake before you saw us.
Oh. From Amanda.
A vegan cake.
God dang, Cerny. Made you a cake on your birthday. It was a first sign of love.
Yep.
George, are we going to tell the real story or no? Are we going to let that out?
What's the real story?
How you went over to their apartment and you're like.
No, so Johannes till this day is like, no, that we weren't. We were just actually baking a cake. Fuck you guys. There's no way. Manister's door was never locked ever in history.
And you could always look across.
And then I hear them go. And I was like.
Sorry.
What? I was like, whoa.
That sounded like we were going to war.
Yeah.
No, I'd go to war with my boys, though. So I just, not to like change the subject, bro, but I was just scrolling on YouTube and there's this guy. Like, literally, I just saw his picture and I've always thought this. Have you seen this guy? This guy.
Is that Roman?
No. He just makes the same face in every thumbnail. Like, how does, like, every thumbnail is the exact, and I've never seen anything like
maybe
this.
Maybe he just took one picture.
Though, bro.
And just,
he gets the views.
Maybe he took one picture and just superimposes it
what
over
if he,
every
yeah,
thumbnail.
What if he did?
Is this a, like, how, is that the only shape his face makes?
Maybe that's good for the
formula.
You meet him at an event. He walks up to you to say hi, and his face is just stuck.
Anyways,
what happened to the TV? By the way,
I don't know. I think it's broken.
What? How though?
Because I throw shit at
How'd
it.
You see this guy?
Oh my!
Okie dokie.
God, you didn't even break the plate.
Yeah, that's a strong plate.
I'm quite
bro.
Upset with you.
Damn.
Can I? Could you try again, please?
Mark, can you hand me that plate?
Right behind you, buddy. Yeah.
I miss my play throwing days.
Yeah, that was that was a fun time.
You broke your diamond play button. You broke your diamond play button.
Man, there was a time you used to break shit, man.
Let me bring that diamond play button.
No, 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 you're joking.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
sledgehammer.
Oh, you, why would you?
Oh,
my. Oh.
Mamma mia. Oh. I don't think that's safe.
We could.
Now you need to make
this
the face.
Is our, this is
make
our
the
life.
Face for the thumbnail.
This is our life.
You broke the plate. Look. No, everybody do the same face that guy does.
Saw that?
Only here on Impulsive, number one podcast in the world. Behind
live and large.
What was your next question?
What do you mean?
Like, do you have questions planned out for us, or are you just seeing where this conversation goes?
No, I mean, sure. I have like,
what, the fuck is
hey, what happened to the boys?
Us?
Can you answer that question?
What happened to
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I think it's so funny because we never answer that question. We just move on to
the next one. I'll tell you what God dang happened, all right?
Fucking vlogging.
No, we all grew up. And eventually, you know, when people grow up, they're going to go off and do their own things. I got a house in Encino. That was the first step of like the split, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a girlfriend. I think even you were like dating around for some time. And I got a girlfriend. Yeah, so we're all like, so now it's like.
So girls ruin things.
Now they do.
Girls split up.
Now
the
you
Beatles.
Have this. Now, dude, Spencer is. No longer hangs out with us at night because of that girl, Angel. By the way, Angel, she's an angel.
She's an angel.
But,
yeah, she's actually.
Yeah, no,
cool
we all just, and it's not.
Do you miss the simplicity of like the 1600 Vine days versus the complexity of your life now? Like, you have so much more on your plate. Yeah, and like with more power, more responsibility. But, like, do you ever miss the fact that we would just wake up at fucking 8 a.m., go to the gym, chill, make a couple Instagram videos, and then like go to Frog and watch movies.
Frog. I think now, yes, it's easy to say that I missed those days, but I think put me back in that exact scenario and I would have been hungry for these days that I'm living now. So like savor it, cherish it, never forget those moments or what it was like to live the simple life.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, it's just, it's the natural progression. Like we're all doing our own thing. And everyone paves their own path, which is what we did. And I'm, by the way, proud of each and every one of you for doing different shit. And not all just internet shit either. You've all branched out in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
Johannes just bought two more houses. Literally with Amanda, they bought two. She goes, oh, I just bought like a couple houses. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, I got one here in LA, one in Miami. I'm like, you're really making heavy money right now.
We lost Logan.
Yo, let's talk about haters.
We lost him twice.
Let's talk about haters for a second, can we?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think haters were a real thing until I moved to LA.
What?
Haters as in
I got like
people
that
on
literally
bullied
just
out of my high school.
Yo, no, not bullying. Bullying's different. People that literally spend their entire day devoted to just hating you. So there are these like five or six people on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I go down their timeline and every single tweet they make is a tweet directed at me about something I
negativity.
Do wrong.
It's because they're insecure,
and so,
bro.
And so my question is this. What do those people do if you like were to block them? Like what would they do?
Make
what
another account?
Make another account and start hating you again. It's fine. You just keep blocking them.
It's
you know
wild,
you should,
bro.
You know what book you should read? Do you like reading? The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people are reading
changed my life.
A lot of people are reading that book.
Really good book.
Because another big hater is this dude, H3H3. I guess his name is.
He's a hater on you?
On Logan.
Oh, okay.
So he put out
Wait, still?
Still?
So listen
to this.
That's
his job, though. He's a troll.
It is, but here's what, it pissed me off because this dude said the Flat Earth trailer was the most cringe thing he's ever seen. And then proceeded to make a 10-minute video about it. If it was that cringe, why did you make a 10-minute video about the fucking trailer,
ads,
bro?
You gotta get those ads.
You gotta get those ad sets, bro. It's gotta be over 10 minutes so you can put more than one added.
And so he talks about like what our views are like in the film that, by the way, he hasn't fucking seen because no one's fucking seen it. And so I clapped back on Twitter and like, I know he's not going to see
I love
it, but like,
clack back. What was it?
Clap back.
Clap
back. I'm like, bro. I'm like, you haven't fucking seen the film. Like, at least wait to pass judgment.
Mike sends me a clip of him like.
But he will when it comes out.
It was.
Oh, he'll make another one for sure.
Yeah, by the way, Flat Earth documentary coming out March 20th. I know this is going to be clipped. Yep. Also, I think his name is Ethan.
Ethan Allen.
Yeah.
Ethan.
Who's Ethan?
How you doing? when Mark
Wow.
Marcus.
When Marcus sent me the this video of this dude H3 talking shit, I didn't even watch it. I just saw the title is like what was it, like Logan Paul flat earth, like dumbass.
Nah, it's like, I mean, I don't really believe in haters, dude, anymore. I think he's a dude, a fully grown adult making videos on YouTube, commentating on other people's content.
Yeah. The one thing he said that changed it for me in this episode was, I hate this kid.
I don't believe him.
He corrected himself and he said, I shouldn't say that. Not, I don't hate him. He said, I shouldn't say that. But he literally said, I hate this kid.
Did you confront him at a party one time?
I did.
Can I add this?
Yeah, it's a Lohannes.
Oh my God, you were with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were there? Mm-hmm.
Because he hated on my colorblind video.
Exactly.
When I had like, rightfully so, bro. That shit was like kind of fucking cringe.
I remember when that shit went viral, though. We were in fucking like
Oregon.
Yeah, in the car. You're like, bro, my shit's going viral.
Yeah.
And like
I gained a 250,000 subs that day. Yeah. That shot me to a million in one day. I was at like 600K on YouTube.
Yeah.
And what were you going to say?
I was going to say, he hated on the video on the trailer, but how many people do you think went to go watch the trailer?
I said that in my tweet to him. I said, thanks for the free fucking promo.
Yeah, yeah.
But the dude, you guys know who Plies is, the rapper, right? He does those videos.
Wait,
on Instagram.
Who rapped with Akon?
Probably, Plies. Yeah, it's your boy Plies.
Yeah, yeah.
So he put out a video the other day that was like, yo, the thing about haters is the only way they can win is if you acknowledge them. And so like I shouldn't have said anything. Because by the way, no one's watching his fucking shit.
No, that's not true.
No one's watching
that's
his fucking
he's
shit.
He's always instilled in me from the start because I was always, he's never given a fuck about anybody, like what they say.
Yeah.
He as of recently, has started to clap back at certain people, but unfortunately, he sometimes picks the wrong people to clap back at.
Yeah, like the other day,
he clapped back at Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
Wrong move, bro. That's his game.
I know.
That's his game. And we're talking about hilarious. This.
Oh, he is.
He is so funny.
You do not. If Chris D'Elia comes at you,
you take it.
Just take it. Yep. Lay down, dude. Lay the fuck
show
down.
Him the phone.
Am I the only one that truly doesn't give a fuck? Like, I don't care.
I think it was just because you this care, project, you, bro. Yeah. Like,
I don't care. I really, yeah. I could read stuff, and I don't care. It doesn't sit with me longer than the time I read it.
This project to me, like,
flat
I'm not
earth,
gonna, I'm not,
earth.
Yeah, like we, it's not even that. It's like, oh my God, it's so good, like whatever. But like, we did work pretty hard on it. Mm-hmm. We put a lot of time and effort into it. And so like, when he came out and he was like making judgments about the plot of it based on a trailer, I'm like, bro, you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Bro.
You know,
but you gotta understand.
Sorry.
It's a low hanging fruit.
I know. I get it.
Take the fruit. Get your weekly video or just like 5 minute segment on what was it, a podcast he was talking?
Yeah, it was like a highlight.
Like, bro, go for it. I don't give a shit. Like you used me to stir conversation. And I've always said that and I'm okay with it because I don't believe he hates me. Like hate.
Yeah.
Hard cut. He makes a video. He's like, no, I hate you.
He's like, I want Logan
said,
to burn in hell.
He literally said that in the video. So and he corrected.
It's a strong word.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's like a fucking
it's just, man, I just like, I don't know. I don't know if I.
No, you don't.
Like.
No, you don't.
Walking around, just walking around filled with hate, dog.
It's a lot of time.
We're so much.
It's a lot of time.
We're so much better than that, dude. It's 2019. We're human beings.
It's funny.
Don't hate each other.
It's funny you say that, too, because every day I know this. There's literally not a single person in this world I hate. Not a single
not a
fuck,
single
not a
one.
Single
you know
person,
who hated
bro.
You? Everybody in Ohio when we went to go visit.
Oh, you. I remember that.
I've never experienced real life hate. Wait, once I get pan at me. I've never experienced this much hate until I went to, is it OU?
Oh, yeah.
OU.
Ohio University, where I went to college, where I met Mark.
Yep.
You were still in college, and you're like, yo, Palmer Fest is this weekend.
That was the first time I slept in his bed. And then it became history after that.
And then, and then.
Not the bed I own now, though, as far as I know.
No, as far as you know.
Mark invited George and I down, and this was before YouTube, before I was controversial, made zero mistakes. I was still a Vine star.
Yep, before we even jumped to that story, there was a moment before we went there that struck a nerve with me that I knew I was going to love you for the rest of my life.
Oh no.
This is when I was doing extra work and I didn't have pocket change to go buy my ticket there. I was like, I made up some excuse.
Oh, to come
like,
to Ohio?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yo, I can't, I'm working. And he gets up and he daps me up. He's like, shut up, I already bought your ticket. And I was like, That's my boy.
Let's go. So yeah, you went to school.
Yep.
There.
And I lived there.
Why did people not like me, Mark?
Because you're successful.
No. Do you think?
Yeah, of course, bro. They want.
I thought it was because I used the college campus as a playground to just fuck with everyone.
Nah, I don't think.
No, no chance.
Because they were all watching your shit. That's the thing about haters, bro. It's like they hate to see success in other people because they don't have it. You
jealousy.
Know, like jealousy. They wanted your success.
I think haters are on the way out, bro. I'm optimistic. I think so too. I think they're on the way out. I think it's a fad, dude. I think people are gonna be like, "Yo, hating is exhausting. It's just exhausting." Anyways, we went to OU. Stay with Mark.
Yeah.
And we fucking slept the five stories. Of us in my bed. I remember this.
Oh my god! Sleep on the floor.
Jake too.
Me, you, whoa. George, and there was someone else.
Oh my god! This was crazy. You almost got us killed, bro, twice.
No.
We have some crazy stories. One was my
your fault. So here's the thing that people don't know. I'm a very nice guy, but I love.
But you can
fighting.
Be a dick too. Yeah.
You push me. You push me against the wall. I'm fighting you.
I saw you jump on stage during the KSI press.
Yeah. Oh my god! I wish I didn't destroy the TV. You guys remember that George jumped on stage when KSI pushed me?
He's like a rocket ship.
Like
bro.
This dude would take a bullet for me, and I mean that. And he almost. Did it? OU. We were inside of a house party, and mind you, we're the kids from Hollywood, like the Ohio, like dudes with beards, beanie hats, denim jeans on, and camouflage. Like don't like
this. Was at the peak of it. We were walking walking on the sidewalk, and some guy pulls up, and he goes, "Fuck you, Logan."
He drives off. I go, yo, the light's red. Stops his car, and so we walk up to him, and I knock on his window. I go. See what you've done? And I go, roll down the window, and I take a step back because, you know, I don't want to get involved. And George goes, get out the fucking car! And he's like, no, I didn't mean to, like, spit. And he goes, get out the fucking car!
I was, like, trying to open his car door, and he cracked his window, so I couldn't reach
it. He's like, bro, I'm sorry.
You should have punched his window.
I go, yo, you made my friend upset. You didn't time the light.
You've upset my friend.
And then you got
disrespected my friend.
Then you got who farted? Smells like eggs.
Holy shit!
Farted smells like eggs.
It's all over here. I haven't smelled it yet, so it's not me.
It's not Johannes. He doesn't eat eggs.
No. You got it. We were inside of a house party, surrounded by college students, and
you were a college student though.
Not at the time. I dropped
that
out.
Age though.
Yeah. I should have been in college.
This is a story.
And one of the kids at the party didn't like me.
No, you're being modest.
I wasn't here for this.
None of the kids.
So one of the dudes who did like me came up. He's like, yo, these guys are about to jump you and your boys. You should dip. I was like, that makes sense. There's two of us. There's 10 of them. I was like, no problem. So I'm like, all right, let's go, George. Me, George, and Jake.
There was three of us. Your friend, the one with the.
Oh my God, my Matt Jordanian Bilski. Roommate, yes, Zayd.
Yes, yes. Oh,
Zayd, yes. 6'3". 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Filmed all my videos in college because I made him honor student.
Wait, it's Andre who you're talking about?
It's not Andre. It's not. He was Jordanian. His name is Zayd. I still text him from time to time.
Yeah.
A mechanical engineer. And he was just following us around. Stay loyal, dude. I got my day ones. Mm-hmm. He like helped me film and shit. Anyways, so me and Zayd and I think Jake too, we dip outside the house. And I'm like, all right, no problem. I look back. I'm like, where's George? George stayed in to fight 10 dudes by himself.
The reason why I was walking out, making sure everybody left, and then some dude said something to me that triggered me so hard.
Mom's a whore.
Fuck you.
He goes, your mom's a whore. I go, no one calls me. No. I was walking out, and they were saying shit to me like, yeah, get out of here. And everybody spits in Ohio, by the way.
Yeah.
He's like, everybody go. And I was like, all right, relax.
What the fuck? Was it the rodeo?
Yeah. And the dude goes, if I ever get a chance to kill Jake, I'm going to kill him. And I turn around. I go, are you fucking kidding? And I go, you hate him that much? He goes, get out of my house. I'm like, or what? And he goes, I'm going to beat your fucking ass. And I go, all right, step outside. And then four dudes get up.
Wasn't it football players?
No, not yet.
Four other dudes walk up. And by the way, at this moment, they're getting up. I see your buddy.
Oh,
he's
Zayd?
Like looking around. Like
Zayd takes off his belt.
Yeah,
he's
he
ready
takes
to
off
fuck
his belt.
Up.
But they don't see that. So there's like six
Stop.
Dudes
he
at
took his
time.
Belt
yeah,
off.
He took off his belt. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. So
your father?
Jordanians fight with belts, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Six dudes get up. And I was like, yo, step outside. And they're like, why? So your boys could fight? And I literally turned to Logan. Logan goes, no, don't do it. And I closed the door, locked the door. I go, now what?
Dude locks me outside. So I can't fight with him.
I go,
you moron.
I go, literally, one of you guys might get a clean shot on me. But anybody I touch is going to be breathing through a tube tonight. And they're like.
How many do you think you would have made it through before you died?
All of them.
10 dudes.
No. There's Jordy and
maybe
Kenny
that group. Maybe that group. The football players.
No chance.
Death.
Fuck. We have so many stories. Honestly, this is story time.
Yeah.
This podcast is nothing but stories.
I'm literally doing my taxes. Right?
Yeah. So sit fucking tight. This, if you don't like
Let
it,
me just
I'm sorry.
Just want to really quick. We'll jump.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
That
for
one.
Sure.
We're leaving this house, and Logan and I almost get into 9 fights, and every single one of them they back down. So we're kind of like high and mighty, and we're like, dude, we're full of testosterone right now. We want to fuck somebody up. Logan picks the wrong guy. Like
well, no,
Mike
no,
says, the wrong. No,
I didn't. Well, I didn't
no,
know.
No, no.
I didn't know. We were walking by, and some dude from inside the house goes, Logan Paul, you fucking pussy. And I had it at this point. I was done. I've been getting made fun of all day. I'm ready to throw some fists. So I, like a dumbass, I walk into their house.
In their house.
Apartment
in
complex.
Their house. Like on their
just,
property.
Just, I take a step in.
Were they my neighbors?
Yes.
Because we came down from your place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yo, which one of you pussies said that?
I was outside and I saw an eclipse.
The Rock. Because they were watching TV. There's ten of them on a couch. Dude, 6'8" stands up. And I slowly start backing away.
He was a lineman on the football team.
He gets out of the house like this. Fuck, 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 fuck.
He goes, he walks out and me and George are like, oh, I made a mistake. He comes out to me, he goes, fuck you think you're doing here, man? I was like, and this is my opportunity to like say some hard shit or like kind of like defuse the situation. I was like,
defuse it.
I go, just walking around.
Great answer.
Doing my
just
thing,
enjoying
bro.
The weather.
And
he's like, it's raining.
He gets in my face, bro. I'm 6'2".
Not yet. Not
200
yet.
Pounds.
Not yet. You're missing the one best part. You go. Listen, bro. Time your shit. And I go, oh, we're doing this. So I walk around him. It took me a while. He was huge. I walk around him. I give Logan the like, yo, we're gonna fuck this dude up.
So I'm face to face with this dude, looking up, and I'm like, he goes, no one likes you here, dude. And I go, that's not true. George likes me.
By the way, doing that completely blows my cover of me being behind him. So he turns around. So he steps to both of us.
Oh, there's
now,
two of
now
you.
Now at this point, I'm like, it's gonna be tough. He's a big guy. We got him. 4 other football players come out of the house. 6'5", 6'8", 300, 350, 400 pounds. And I'm looking at George. I'm like, I think we chose the wrong ones.
Do you remember what I whispered to you?
I think, yes, you said, yo, if you're down to do this, I'm down. We are going to the hospital tonight.
Yes, exactly. Word for word. My knees are shaking, dude. Like I was like, yo, we're the best part is we get out of this because you talk shit while backing away. And they're like, yeah, keep it fucking moving, bro.
I was like, yeah, right. I'm moving backwards, but you're all the way over there.
We get out and this girl goes, you know, those guys that you just picked a fight with literally beat up a bouncer. And they
yeah.
had
oh, yeah. You told
shut.
Us that. They yeah. wired his jaw shut like the week
yeah.
prior.
We could have died. Like, was a
yeah,
good
no, good.
We
it was a
died.
Great, man. We.
That's such a classic scenario, though, when you get just far enough away that they can't catch you while your Uber's waiting for you. You're like, yeah, fuck you, pussies. Like, yelling
you
as
happen.
You get
drive,
into the
drive,
car.
Drive,
go.
That was probably the scariest moment.
Do you remember the first love of your life?
Oh.
Becoming a porn star?
This could be great clickbait.
He told me about this.
So George, man, when I first met him, he was talking about this girl. Let's use the name. Leave her alone. Let's use the name Rachel. He's
Rachel
like, yo. So I dated this girl in high school, dude. I love her. I think about
love
her every
of my
day.
Life.
You know, she's blocked me. She won't even. She won't talk to me anymore. Her name
is
Rachel.
If you're gonna tell it like. She didn't block me,
but
bro.
But we don't have 4
she
hours.
She just X'd
now.
Out.
I will speed through this if we're going to tell the story.
You guys got 20 minutes?
Got you. You just give me 30.
It just happens to be the nicest day of the fucking year, too, bro.
Yeah.
Basically, I was in love with this girl. Speeding through it. 1 year, almost. We were like making it. We dated for like 2 years, but the 1 year that we were actually serious. And sorry, that was pointless. I don't know why I said that. So we're dating, blah, blah, blah. And then one day we were fighting. And then one day she like, I wake up and she's on FaceTime because we used to fall asleep on FaceTime together. We were cute. And she's sitting there fully dressed looking at me. And I was like, you good? She's like, I just don't know if I could do this anymore. I love you. And she hangs up. And I was like, she's being dramatic. I'm going to shower, call her back. Call her back. It's like, poo doo. And I was like,
that number
yo, listen, we don't need this shit, bro. The point is she fucking X'd you out of her life and you love her and you loved her for so long. Yep. You never shut up about her for 2 years in a row, 3 years in a row, one
I couldn't
day,
get over it.
One day, George comes
no,
over.
No, 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 no.
I'm done with these elongated stories.
Cut to the chase. No, that's quick. It's quick. It's quick. You can't just butcher this story. I was with this girl. We'll just say Desiree. Looked just like her. So I was.
That's actually
there.
Her name.
Yeah. Shut up, Mark. I didn't know that. So we're making out, and I pull back, and I see her face. Looks just like my ex. Can't do it. Go home. I'm like, sorry, my stomach hurts. Can't do it. Go home. I watch Friends. Makes me feel better. And I was like, oh damn.
Yo, again, this is all just fluff bullshit.
No, it's not. Yeah. No,
because he's
this
showing
is,
us.
Yeah, this is it. So I was like, oh man, this is sad. I'll call her up. She didn't answer. I was like, fuck. I'll just watch porn. So I open up my laptop. I look. And the most viewed video of the day is my ex-girlfriend for 48 minutes and 26 seconds.
Whoa.
Okay. Exact time.
Yep.
And I watched all of it.
And cried.
While crying.
With
and
hand
then I send it to my friends.
Just getting plowed by this dude. It was one of the ones where like
a casting couch.
Yeah, she's sitting on the couch. She's like, my name's I'm 23. Like, my boyfriend wouldn't like this if I was here.
Ex-boyfriend's not too thrilled either.
But I need the $500 and
you could tell she was doing drugs now. Like, it was really bad.
So George,
I sent it to my friends. Yeah, they'd support me.
And your father.
Didn't get a text back. For 48 minutes.
No,
and 38 seconds.
It didn't take that
it's
long.
It's funny because
it was like
thing,
six.
You guys all watched it and jerked off to it.
It's funny because the thing
it
that's
was great. She's hot. I don't know what to tell you. God, it was great. It was a great porno thing. And I'm sorry,
Yo,
it's your ex-girlfriend.
Would have never done that. Would have never done that. Fuck you guys. Why would you
do that? I have to say, I met George, and like 3 days later, he was like, hey, bro, I could tell your story. He pulled up his phone, shows me, and I was like, why am I watching porn? He's like, it's my ex.
Oh, God. And then we DM'd her from my account, I remember.
You know, I bumped into her like a year ago.
Did you say congratulations on the porn?
No, I just looked at her straight in the eyes, and I was like, why?
And?
Yeah, she said she got into like drugs and stuff, and she needed money. And I was like, I would have paid you double.
Do you know how much I get paid?
I asked a porn star, and she said it was like $2,500.
For a casting
no,
call?
No. $200 to $500.
For one?
For a casting call.
Those look.
Your girl, your ex-girl, that you spent 5 years of your life loving. I'm so sorry. I don't want to like do it. Like put it into perspective, but
left you for $500.
To get fucked on camera, guy. I know it sounds bad, George, but there's hope, right?
You know, my friend said you're seeing a bunch
of great girls now, huh?
He goes, my friend screenshotted her views, a screenshot of mine. He goes, dude, she's beating you.
Oh, is she big now?
No.
Because once you make it, you could make like Riley's making $150,000 a month right now.
Stop.
Bro, off her premium Snapchat. $150,000 a month, bro.
Dude, I don't get that.
I gotta
see, it's funny. The thing that
dude, my stomach hurts.
The thing that broke you up with that girl is like my prereq for hanging out with girls in LA now.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah, you done a porno? Yeah.
You
all right. Come on over.
Let's hang out. Awesome. This is gonna be amazing.
Oh man. Man, I don't even know where to like
Malibu, if possible.
We have so many stories. I don't even know where to scratch the surface with everything.
Do you have stuff that you have listed out?
Just a lot of this stuff, it's either I'm afraid we're not going to tell it right, or it's like unsafe for YouTube.
Okay, go through them.
Will this video get flagged?
By the way, I feel like we're a boy band that just got back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just moved. You got a new house, dog.
Yeah.
And Mark's going to move too.
Yeah.
The gang's going to be split up again, dude. And Johannes got that girlfriend.
And he just moved.
He's got two new houses and the ones in Austria.
I feel like we're coming together more. I think we're all like single, but Johannes is like married, so it's kind of counts. Like he's not like
You know what he told me before y'all got here? I go, yo, how often you drinking, bro? He's like, not that often. He goes, you know what we do now? We put wine in a glass. We just swizzle it all around.
Sip it and spit
And we
it
just
out.
Sip it with our friends on a Wednesday.
We lost them.
I go, oh
we're
my
be
God.
I expecting a little vegan kid.
I used to drink red wine.
I go, oh my God, you're really doing it. Like, you've crossed the line. You're in adult mode fully.
Oh, shit.
What can I say?
Our girlfriend's
he goes like this. He motions like this, bro. My fucking mom does that, bro. Okay? And she goes, Pamela.
They're at home like this. And when we had girlfriends, like, why did you like her picture? Why did you like her picture? Did you need to like her picture? We're like, well, we're on this level now.
What phase of your life are you in right now?
I'm in just work mode.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm in work mode. Scared of love. Because, you know, the girl that I dated was a con artist, bro. Like, I didn't know who she was until after we were, like, dating.
Hey, welcome to L.A., by the way, guy. The weather's nice and the girls are slutty.
Yeah, speaking of which, I had one that I was seeing a couple weeks ago, or like the past couple weeks, took her for a couples massage, like got to the point. And by the way, it was like the second time I ever hung out with her. I was like, fuck it, we'll do a couples massage.
That is the weirdest effort, thing.
Then I
that is the weirdest. The second time you hang out with her, you're going to get a group massage?
By the way, well, I'd already hooked up with her. And by the way, we're in the couples massage room. Have you guys ever fucked in the massage room before?
Like I've been to one massage with the therapist around.
No, no, no. She left. It was over. But by the way, you're naked. You're in a room that's covered in white linens. Mm. There's soft music playing. It's dark. There's candles burning.
There's oils.
There's essential oils. Like, why not? Right?
Yeah. Maybe because I don't want to get arrested.
Weirdest spot you've had sex?
Back of a movie theater.
That's incredible.
I know who that was with, by the way.
Yeah. Let's not.
You told him this?
That is incredible.
Dude, any secret you ever had with Logan that he said was between just you and him? Are you fucking kidding me, bro? I know everything.
You know as well as I do that's not true. How did you do that? Was there anyone in the movies?
Can I be honest with you?
No.
I said it as a joke. We were sitting there, and it was our first date. Like, I was like just joking around, and she's very beautiful, and she's from the state that I grew up in, so I like knew of her. And we're sitting down. I turn around. I was like, yo, there's a door over there that people come in there. There's nobody in there. She's like, okay. And I was like, that a fucking bet. Let's roll. And the best part is there was like a glass there. So while it was happening, I was enjoying the movie. Like, it was.
Oh my God.
It was a great time.
Incredible.
What about you, Johannes? Weirdest place.
My bad.
Also, you don't have to answer. I understand you're a little bit more mature than all of us. Yeah.
Stoner. What does maturity have to do with it?
His relationship.
No, bro. He's got like a relationship. Yeah. Respect. Yo, I'm so sorry for dragging him. He's all impulsive.
So I'm single now. I drink wine by myself.
I'll set a level on this that's above. I was driving around one day.
So crazy. I purposely didn't ask you.
I was driving. I'm gonna answer. This is my damn podcast. Wow. Shut up. I was driving around one day in broad daylight. Things got hot and heavy in the car.
Yep.
Pulled over on the side of the road in a residential neighborhood. Hood of the car.
My buddy's done it while driving.
Hood of the car. 4 p.m. Hood of the fucking car in front of a family's house, bro. Straight up.
And
dude,
that's why you're not allowed within 100 feet of a school.
School zone. In front of a Chrysler Crossfire, dude.
He knows exactly.
License plate.
I can tell you all of it. My stories are insane. I don't even get to tell half of them, bro.
I thought the vlogs were like a look into our life, but the podcast is turned into be like a look into our life, that, like unfiltered.
That's why he said, I purposely didn't ask you. He knows he can't open me up. He can never air anything I said. Because my shit is fucking like gone, bro. Gone.
Dang. Yo, a residential neighborhood at 4 p.m. on the hood of a car?
Hood of the car, dude. Three different positions, everything, bro. Full
three.
What about your positions? Formula?
And that's everything. Seems like he needs the formula.
I'll be honest with you. If you gave me a fifth position, I wouldn't have made it. It was on the hood of a car in broad daylight. Trying to get the fuck out of there.
I remember.
Dude.
Where was your bathroom at a restaurant, July 4th.
Oh, I was there.
That's dope.
Was
not
it with
in
you?
The bathroom, but I saw them go in and go out. It was the best day of my life.
That was awesome.
That's dope.
And it was 4 o'clock at daytime.
It was in Venice. Yeah, it was middle of the day.
Really? Do I know the girl?
I mean, we all know the girl.
Oh,
what's her name? Oh, nice.
Okay, I see what's happening here.
What? Out of curiosity, what restaurant?
I don't remember.
Well, like, what kind?
They were stumbling out of the bars. Like, they were
wasted.
They were smacked.
I'm smacked.
But you look.
But the grossest thing that I, like someone I know hooked up with his girl at a concert at Blossom in a fucking porta potty.
Yo,
how nasty.
I only have respect for that man and woman.
Is that your story?
No, was it you? I've told him before. That happened to me at Ultra.
You fucked in a porta potty?
I hooked up with, I don't even want to say, a winner of a Miss Something state. I'm not going to say what state it is.
Yo, I can't even take a piss in there.
In a porta potty at the one hotel while Martin Garrix was on stage. It was disgusting. It was
how
disgusting.
Do you do that? The odor.
Because, bro.
The sweat.
I'm not talking about this.
Logs, what's yours?
I got a lot.
Dude, this is going to look great on our parts, or we're never going to have a date in LA ever again.
Yeah. Bro, no, I mean.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, with all.
Because the girls in LA, their stories are worse.
Shows that we have a good time.
And not only have a good time, but it's like, I'm not still doing this shit.
Yeah.
Zoom in on his face real quick.
Only on days that end in Y.
Today, tomorrow, R-Y.
Tamari.
Thursday, Friday.
Tamari.
Tevery day.
Yeah.
You guys like fast food?
His
favorite place is Chick-fil-A.
Top burger place.
Chick-fil-A.
Wendy's.
No.
You did it at Chick-fil-A?
No, I don't know. I can't tell if he's skirting around the question. Or, like,
oh,
I,
sorry.
No, not like a cool spot. I did the first class lounge once. That was cool. That was cool.
Not many people will be able to ever go in the first class lounge.
Bathroom of a bar.
First world.
Bathroom of a bar, which is cool.
Yeah.
What made it cooler, again, it was circumstantial. It was one of the clients who hired me to do a job for them, a brand deal.
I remember the story.
So you're a prostitute.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny?
I was paid.
That was my Hawaii trip. I'm classified as a prostitute, too. Yep.
I never had
a shot.
What happened?
When you're getting paid and you get laid, man, separates us from the winners.
But going back to your question, Wendy's.
Yeah, so, but yo, what if it was only the moderate speed burger places? Because
this is
a hot topic. Five Guys, Shake Shack, In-N-Out, Whataburger.
Wait, what are you talking
about?
I've never had Whataburger.
Are we talking about food right now?
I don't know, bro. He just skirted around.
I just wanted to go to like a relatable topic for a second for the viewers.
You're
what would your top place
not
be?
No, don't
to
even answer that. Don't even answer
getting
that.
Smashed. Answer
that. What, you've never fought the OU football team before, man, over a girl? You've never done that?
You never done
that? Come on, man.
let's go to the audio only. We've been talking a lot of nonsense. It's time to even talk more on the audio only.
Oh, you do version. Extended?
Yeah, we fucking do, bro. Drop those audio listens. Drop those downloads.
No.
So how do you close it out on the how video? We're on audio one? Now.
We're not on audio now. Closing out right now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you can find George Janko on social media at...
At George Janko.
Johannes.
Ooh, that's going to be hard. Johannes Bottle.
Good luck. Bottle. And Mark.
Mark Donor.
Thank you guys for watching this degenerate episode of Impulsive. Episode number 50, by the way. We got some good guests this week. Thank you, my friends,
sorry,
for coming
Mom.
On. Sorry to all of our mothers. Hopefully you can take these stories and not live like we did.
No, fuck that.
Dude, live like
Hit
we
that
did.
Subscribe button.
Hell yeah, the hell are you talking about?
We love you guys.
You know what's so funny?
Leave
we
your feedback below.
The surface
and we'll see you
on
the next podcast. Take it easy, fam. Peace.
Dude, I just think
I don't like anything about any of this.
The podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty.
You want to know who does like it? All the people that watch the podcast. Because they come up to me every fucking day and they're like, yo, when you guys go filters off, we fucking love it.
Is this part filters off?
No.
Do you edit that? Like, will you take shit out?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I'll take out, like, there was, I'll do that long story that we just butchered.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that out.
That was such a good story, though.
No, not the way we told it.
No,
I know, but that story is
just... Like, I wasn't part of it, so for me, it was like... Yeah.
He has respect for those good stories, which I can understand. And if they're not told the right way, it hurts him.
It pains me. that's one...
Are we, by the way, are we continuing for...
Just for like, yeah, just...
Yeah,
how long is the extended version? All this is going to be in there?
I don't know, it's 10 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. We could talk about whatever, dude.
Really, whatever?
Yeah.
Answer the fucking question. I just want to know, dude.
What question?
You're saying not like a medium sit down $10 burger place. Yes. Ooh. I mean, I like Swenson's back in Ohio, but no one knows about that.
Fuck is Swenson's?
Swenson's, bro.
I think Five Guys is top five.
Yeah.
Because of the burgers or the
Didn't
fries.
Didn't you used to work at Five Guys?
Yeah.
And Benihana.
It was really good. And I was a chef at Benihana.
You're kind of good at everything, huh? You're kind of good at everything.
I try to be, man.
Can I ask you something? I played basketball with you yesterday.
Yeah. That was a bad day for me.
You seem like you were taking it real serious.
I don't like when I play bad.
But who cares?
It's just a pride thing, dude.
Yo, it's a fucking pickup game of basketball, guy.
You know, I met Lady Gaga's...
You mean Stephanie?
Yeah, I met Lady Gaga, but I don't fuck. I met Lady Gaga's management at the time where she was starting, and she performed at a radio place with only one viewer and like maybe 10 people listening. And when she walked out, she started sobbing. And they're like, what's wrong with you? She's like, that performance was so bad. And she goes, only 10 people listen. She goes, why does it matter? She's like, if my performance is bad, that's my performance that's bad.
You know what's crazy about that? Lady Gaga is a professional pop star. I don't think you're a professional basketball player, guy. It's a pickup game of fucking basketball.
I think you're missing,
competitive.
I think you're missing the topic. My song just released on all platforms. Don't want
to
leave.
Oh, I forgot to plug it, bro. I'm so sorry.
He also plugged it a couple times.
Yeah. I want to talk about some juicy shit.
Bro. We got a lot of juicy shit out of there.
There's a ton of cultural
I heard
shit
a certain
going on.
Female yesterday is at... I'm just kidding. It's about to do
current events.
Okay, I got one.
Whole podcast, Johannes couldn't say a word.
Just because
he wasn't a part of it, he can't be a part of it. Yeah.
would you consider that one girl right now that you guys are
No.
Both hanging out with.
No.
You wouldn't consider.
No.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it either. I'm just saying, would you consider her?
Consider dating her?
No, just consider her like as a girl.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I would too.
Fair enough.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of girls that I hang out with that I just know the placement. You know what I mean? Like I know like, oh, this is my friend or this is a girl that I have emotions with and I share a little bit more than I do other females. And there's like another girl, like there's a girl that I'm kind of talking to right now. I'm terrified of because I know that if I talk too much with her, I'll fall in love with her. Do you get what I'm saying? Like each girl has different levels with you. And I think
you're a hopeless romantic.
But me and you are the same, bro. When a girl's mentally stimulating me and you're more focused on it.
But I've never seen him. I feel like you transformed so much with your like first ever serious relationship.
In what way?
Just like maturity wise and like giving compassion for like another person. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying Jessica versus like
Chloe? Yeah, you're much different.
You're a lot more open and passionate.
It didn't seem like the Jessica one you like really cared. And I remember you saying like that your acting teacher was like, you need to feel love to be able to act. So you're like, fuck, I gotta fall in love.
Like you know Jake said to his acting coach?
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't want to say that. Never mind.
So I feel like that your first relationship, should we talk about how we ended that relationship or is that too juice?
Oh, that's
we should have
that detective
shit. Well, just because people know like I don't want to throw her under the bus. Like she's living her life. I think she's engaged.
Also, is there a way we could turn this thing back on for the video and replace that long story with the story where we caught one of your girlfriends?
No, that's what we were just talking
about.
That's what I'm saying.
Because people know.
You know, I went out for a movie and I was going to have to make out with her.
Really?
Yeah.
You should have done it.
Should have. We were in the audition room
together.
Some
of my other friends
and
did
she
it.
Had to be
not on camera for fun.
Oh, okay.
He called me beforehand and I said,
I was there.
You have my blessing?
Yeah.
You said, you're like, yeah, for sure. And hung up the phone. You're like, that's fucked. You were
really?
So upset.
Yeah, it was kind of.
Are you still butthurt about that?
No.
That was a long time.
I don't really get it.
We don't get butthurt.
I'm so numb to shit now, dude. Yeah. It's so bad. It's
what triggers you?
It's now?
Yeah. I know you never really had patience for stupidity or stuff like that. Like that. You're just like.
Now it's like.
Logan set timers for shit.
No, yeah. I don't have. Patience for it is an understatement. I don't even allow myself to get impatient.
Yeah.
The moment I'm like, okay, I don't think I should be here. I'm over it. I leave. I'm done.
Yeah.
The conversation's over. I don't want to do like, there's no point in even trying to sit through it unless it's in like a relationship where you have to like give a piece of you because you love this person.
What do you hate about a relationship? What do you like about a relationship?
I think the proper relationship, just like any of us, when I say relationship, hear the word for what it means, the definition of it. Any proper relationship, I think both people have a mutual, it's symbiotic. Both of you are gaining something from each other, benefiting in some way, shape, or form. You're making each other wiser, more empathetic, kinder, funnier, whatever it is. Mike's maybe 12 times funnier.
Adding
like,
value.
Like, you add value. I mean, me anyways, I'm a value-based fucking dude. I always want to do better, be better, do the best I can, right? So every relationship that I've had and that works, especially with a chick, bro, we got to make each other better. It's got to be a
what's your
tectonic
weakness
plate.
In a relationship?
My weakness?
Can you acknowledge, like, after your relationships, can you acknowledge yourself what you could have done better?
Yeah, absolutely. The issue is, not during, I know what I could do better. The issue is I just simply don't have interest. Because, bro, getting a girlfriend is the last on my list of things to do right now. Like, it is the bottom of the priorities. I have other things to do. And so, like, I don't want to say I got suckered into a relationship because I did it. But, like, fell in love with a girl, bro. Love's tricky. Mm-hmm. You're in love. You're fucked. That's the last thing I want to do. But I was in love. So, okay.
Can any of you guys cheat?
Absolutely.
Oh, fuck no.
No, I couldn't.
Never.
You know what I realized? I think that's why we stayed really good friends. Because I think our core values are like at the same, you know what I mean? Like
we're just loyal.
I fucking hate cheaters.
Our words mean a lot. So like, forget cheating in general. I can't lie. I can joke around.
A question though. If you are dating a girl for let's say 6 months, and you break up, it's over. It's done, and you hook up with a chick that night.
Yeah,
is that cheating?
It's not cheating. You're just weak.
It's We've had that conversation because that was something I did.
It's not cheating. Yeah. You're just weak. And, but if you get back with that person, with I think they owe, so you owe
a lot. A lot of women, probably most, would say that's cheating.
Yeah. I broke up with my girlfriend of like 3 years, and then that night went and hooked up with my ex that I was with before her. And to your point, it's funny because I have that same value. I cannot fucking lie.
So you told the girl
immediately within. And by the way, like this is something we go back and forth on. Is it right to tell or not tell? Like hurt the feelings. I could not have lived with myself had I not told her. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because, yo, there's another show, another podcast that is doing really well right now with the two girls from Barstool. And like some of their episodes are literally about how to cheat and not get caught. And like, I look at these people and I'm like, yo, like, fuck, bro. Like I could never do bro. It's so sick. Like that's the one thing. Like I think like people are open to doing things like that are slightly, you know, frowned upon in business or white lies, whatever. But like, to me, I've had this conversation with Logan a lot of times when it comes to love and like the labors of love, fucking with someone's heart is like the worst fucking thing you can do, bro. It just really is, bro. It's the easiest way to just make someone feel like their whole world has imploded, bro.
I think the problem is like people who cheat probably don't have the self-confidence. So they want to prove themselves that they're better or they can do better or whatever. It's just for themselves. It's not even, they don't even think about their partner. First of all, they're not in love. And then they have an issue where it's like, I'm not good enough. I want to need to prove to myself I can do this. Yeah. And then they do it and hope they feel better, but then they don't. So it's addicting. And then they start again and do it over and over and over again. But that also implies, or basically says that, you know, you don't love your partner because you would never, ever do that. You know, like yeah, that's not even a thought, not even once. Like if you're in love and like George knows, like I remember when I first laid eyes on Amanda, I didn't even know her. I was like, oh, she's gorgeous. I want to talk to her. And he was like, bro, you got no chance.
Would you ever
and the funny
be thing, a homewrecker?
So we,
same thing.
Another huge conversation. I actually don't do it. I prefer not to do it.
You
like
have,
if someone,
you've done
I'm sure, bro.
I've done it.
On
when
accident.
When you move into the
gym. On accident?
No. It was right after the whole porn thing. I hated all girls. So I was like, all girls are sluts type of phase. But then I realized like, yo, this is fucked. This is really bad. And then I readjusted myself.
What about the idea that you may be saving their partner like further pain if you just like dig that sword in and fucking like break them up?
No,
like if that girl,
you're just thinking out of your dick.
No. That's I'm not saying that's my view on it, but I'm just saying like, what about
why
that
would
thought?
Why should they be together if she's willing to cheat on him?
They should have, but that's not our business.
Yeah,
that's like
but
saying why is that guy robbing that one guy?
If you're gonna home wreck, it becomes your business in
well,
a way.
Don't home wreck.
That's the morally correct thing to
if
do.
If you're gonna do it, you're just as equally bad as both the partners. So like,
why when a guy catches his girl cheating with a guy, does he beat up the guy?
I wouldn't.
Because he can't.
I mean, you're not going to beat up the girl. One. Yeah. You're not going to beat up the girl.
But it was the girl's choice. She cheated on you.
100%. But in the moment, you're not going to beat up the girl.
No, I'm not saying you beat up the girl. But why do you
take
go
it
after
out on
the guy? Yeah, why do you take it out
that
on the guy?
That guy was just in your girl. Like that's
yeah,
a,
but it was your
I think
girl.
It's just like a passion.
Oh, okay.
Like you see it and it just drives you.
No, it's you.
Yo. This
is crazy mode.
It's kind of fucked. If that scenario happens and the or whoever kills someone, it's called a crime of passion. And bro, if you murder someone in that scenario and it's like legit, 2 years in jail, out.
Stop.
No. It's not 2 years.
Yep.
It's third degree murder, bro.
Wait,
crime of passion? But it's still third degree murder.
I'm gonna look this up.
It's probably like 25.
So murderers could get away with it if they kill somebody and just put their body of their ex-girlfriend. I saw them sleeping together. They're like in Walmart. I don't know. It was weird. I just walked in. I was trying to ask them where the toilet paper
was.
They're
doing an overnight challenge.
And believe it or not, they were fucking right here in aisle 9. So I shot him and her right now, immediately. I'll see you guys in 2 years.
Immediately.
Just drags a woman. Just like, could you lay down right here? Hey, will you be my girlfriend? Yeah. My girlfriend.
I don't know if I can find this, guys.
How many years? Seem right, though.
How many years you get for a crime of passion? I heard it was 2, bro. You might be right.
20. 5.
to life.
Oh, no.
this one guy who did it 25
to 11
years
for reduced
to 11. I don't know. Listen, I don't.
By the way, don't kill people if possible, still. Like,
listen, I try to think of it like this way. You got nothing to win from it. Right. You already lost the girl.
Yeah.
Just grab your stuff and leave.
Yeah.
Why do people get back together after someone cheats?
I'll tell you why.
They're weak.
Nope. Love is the most powerful force on this planet.
It's like a drug.
It is.
But why would you
beyond
love someone
a drug?
Obviously,
no. Logically, yes. Why would you love someone that cheats on you? It's not how the brain works, Melv. Whatever your fucking name is.
I like that name. I'm going to name my kid Melv.
By the way, the girl that got cheated on that goes back to the guy, I've started to believe, based on something that happened in my past, is plotting her own revenge.
Yeah.
She's staying with you because she is going to make that dagger hurt so much fucking worse 100%. Than
girls
the one you put in her, bro. Because, by the way, mine did it to me. That girl that I hooked up with another girl that night, she took me back after I told her. She gave me 6 months of like, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. Yeah, this is wrong. Well, that whole time she was building her dagger up. And then 6 months later, I saw on her Facebook wall a post from another dude that she was fucking.
On Facebook? Yep. Did you like that?
Also, and then she took him to my fucking bar, bro, in Connecticut. She showed up to the place I always go to with him.
And was
like,
there?
Can you get me in? And I thought it was just her. We got in a fight. I got handcuffed. Now I'm girlless, soulless, freedomless,
toothless.
And guess what? Based on that, bro, I never ever wanted to even technically cheat again, because one thing that I know exists in this world, karma. Motherfucking karma.
Could you guys agree with this? Women and men cheat differently. Men cheat in the moment. Women plan it.
Yes.
Jordan,
no.
Yes.
No. I know a lot of women that get drunk and make a mistake because some dude.
Yeah, but it's some dude that they were already looking at. That there, Logan Paul is so cute.
It's also
so
tough.
It's
also tough. Why it's a bit sticky? Because I hate talking. I hate talking about girls and what they think when we're just five dudes. Like, yeah, we don't know anything about girls or what they
that
think.
That is a very 2019 view on things. I surely believe that men can talk about women.
Yeah,
with
for
no
sure.
Women
for
present.
Sure, they can. But if
isn't it
if,
scary how we can't talk nowadays?
No, we can talk. We're doing it now.
No, like for real. Like the other day, some kid ran up to me and he asked me, "Yo, what do you what thoughts on this?" He put a mic to me. Before, I would have answered it in a funny way. Now, like, no, and I just walked off because I'm terrified.
Welcome to 2019. Hey, listen, you guys want to go play frisbee on a beach or some shit? It's beautiful outside.
I want to go to the beach.
No, I'd rather sit in this garage all day.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode of Balls. I have episode 50. Hit that subscribe button. George, Johannes, Melv.
Melv.
Thank you for joining us, guys.
I don't want to
Hey, we'll see you guys. Bye. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.